A couple of football quick hits. We can go a variety of places here if you want. One deals with Aaron Rodgers, the fig jam quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Of course,
he's graduating from that right now.
Is it wrong to call him fig jam, or is that good?
I don't know. It's, I mean,
fig jam, of course.
It's just
means,
like, it's like dumb face, right?
Fig jam means?
No.
It means, F, I'm good, just ask me.
It's a nickname given to Phil Mickelson behind his back by some of his competitors because he's so darn cocky. And it's not to say he's not
like,
good.
I mean, yeah, when you're like really, the second best golfer in the world, you probably should be a little, you shouldn't be, it's all just, shucks. And
it's just, no, people would say on tour that it's not a mystery to Phil Mickelson that he's good. You're not breaking news to him if you tell him he's pretty good. He'll acknowledge, he'll say, yes, you're right.
And the NFL quarterback, they're all Phil Mickelson almost, right?
Yeah, just some exude it maybe more than others. Would that be fair?
And you feel A-Rod is one of those?
I feel,
I guess you follow him a little closer than I do. I just see him wearing his toboggan in the interviews. And
I feel very early
on, he hasn't been in the news for killing a dog or,
but with what he's accomplishing right now,
hasn't brushed rape or anything, or at least publicly.
That has to be fading away.
But Donnie,
that dude is the real deal.
So is Mickelson. Mickelson's won,
but
how
it
many
was,
majors?
But wasn't it before he won those majors that they called him that? And now it's kind of just,
I don't think so.
I think it's worse. I think you're right. You're onto something. Like Jay Cutler, it's worse to have fig jam. You know what I mean? If you haven't done anything. Like Tom Brady.
Okay.
He's obviously fig jam, but,
well, is he though?
He's Tom Brady.
Is he on an Aaron Rodgers level though? Like when you're watching Tom Brady, do you just,
but the point is, I feel like mentally you bring Aaron Rodgers into a, like, it stands out more if you haven't done anything.
Okay, I agree.
If he wins three Super Bowls and acts the exact same as he does, you'll be like,
hey,
well,
that dude's earned it. He has skin.
You got to win 20 in the show.
I totally agree with you. It's just when watching Joe Montana, I don't know that his body language on the field, I mean, he was confident. He just didn't seem over-the-top cocky. Joe Montana never gave himself the wrestling championship belt after a good play. Look, Aaron Rodgers is on my team. I'm just
saying. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. You weren't watching for this. During his career, you were an impressionable kid who believed everything teams told you.
There's still film.
He might have been a huge a-hole, though.
I know, but at least as a viewer, you kind of thought, oh, this guy's just a really good quarterback.
Like, what have you thought of Favre? Favre used to give the throat slash.
Yeah, that doesn't seem
very humble.
I don't.
But then again, if you're Favre, you shouldn't be humble.
It's,
maybe now you should be humble.
It's very difficult to quantify people's perception of you, right?
Yeah.
Like, does Aaron Rodgers think he's cocky? I don't know. Just like, ask him.
He thinks he's, hey, I'm cockier than him. Okay, turn on my computer, please. Let's see if this works. I don't know if we need this or not. So, the story, a story that is surrounding Aaron Rodgers right now, is that he snubbed a cancer patient for an autograph.
Now, on its surface, that sounds really bad.
So, the TV station,
like, did he punch her?
Well, no. I guess Action 2 News is doing a story on this cancer patient, and an older woman undergoing chemotherapy has lost her hair. Apparently will kind of generally wear a hat, but sometimes goes hat off, and you know, you can kind of notice her right there. The TV station was Action 2 News doing a story on her.
Action 2 News.
On how she really wants to meet Aaron Rodgers.
What's more Anchorman than Action 2 News?
And then they've got the cameras trained on her as the players are walking by some fans, and some players are stopping to sign autographs, and Aaron Rodgers, what, just kind of saunters by her with his earbuds in?
Yeah, he's like the weatherman with the roach.
He had his earbuds in, and he, yeah, just kind of walked right past her.
That's not a snub. Come on, that's...
But then, seconds later, up walks Clay Matthews. He notices her, grabs the hat, starts signing, signs all her memorabilia. It just makes it look a little worse.
Yeah.
When fan favorite
Is this good for
every man? His dad drove a 1972 truck to training camp throughout his whole career. I mean, he doesn't want money. He really doesn't. He doesn't care about anything. He just likes football and the fans of Green Bay. And here he is. He's ready to sign.
Is it a little weird that she appears to be about the only person in the entire airport looking for autographs?
Well, let me play this piece of audio. Let's see if this sheds any light. I don't know if it does. I haven't previewed this. I'm sorry.
I'm still hoping to get Aaron to sign this hat I'm wearing. I had breast cancer, and I still don't have much hair, so I wear this hat a lot, and I'd like to have his signature on it.
And while she didn't get the quarterback's autograph...
Oh, okay. Let's just cut. Yeah, then she goes and she gets...
She seems like an extremely nice lady in the
But it's like they did a story on her.
News is, yeah.
It's a setup, though.
It is.
It's a setup that, hey, let's go do a story on you trying to get an autograph. We'll just keep the camera on you.
Like, is this before the game, their flight back from Atlanta, or what is it? When do you know when this is? Oh, departing for Atlanta.
Yeah, so okay. He was probably thinking about the Falcons.
Or whatever he had on his earbuds.
Well, I'm sure that was, like, plays and stuff.
Yes.
It was McCarthy's voice.
Talking about the game plan.
It doesn't look good.
But isn't it a setup that the TV crew says, okay, here's what I'm going to do as a TV crew, Bob. You really want to meet Romo? Okay, I'm going to just follow you to the airport. And we're not going to set it up with Romo.
Right.
We're just going to stand you there.
But he's going to see the team of cameras.
We're going to put the camera behind you, and then we're going to follow Romo and see if he signs your thing. And then if he doesn't, he looks like the huge a-hole.
God,
you
know what? That is so wrong.
And if he does, sorry. Then I've got a feel-good story. Either way, I got a great story
for the news. Yeah,
that's
sorry on that
sorry.
News.
Action news.
Yeah.
Because a week earlier...
Now, do you think it's... Just, I want to hear what you have to say, Tom, but do you think that a Green Bay news station is going to want to make Aaron Rodgers look bad, though?
In theory, no.
They should.
No, but like I said.
But if they did that, then maybe they'd give him a little warning so he can go over there
like
and sign
I said,
it.
You're win-win here, though. Well, if he signs it, you have a feel-good story about how the greatest quarterback in the world has signed this
the greatest quarterback since Favre.
Supposedly, yeah. the word had been communicated to the team that this woman was out there, that some of the flight attendants had mentioned this. And Clay Matthews, actually, he mentions that when he... When he walks up to her, hey, they said something about you. But I'm sure he had, you know, he's got the earbuds in. He's not paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
But here's the other sorry thing about this, is that Aaron Rodgers, the week before, signed her jersey for her. So it's not like she's never had an encounter with this guy.
Oh, so she did it last week?
Yeah, the Philadelphia game, it says in the story. Just a week earlier, Rodgers autographed Jan's pink jersey.
Now, how sorry, is that?
And now she's like, oh, but now I need my...
And now he's snubbed because, yeah, that's weak,
But no, it's still... No, she's saying this is no big deal, but it's still... It's Action News who said, making a big deal
right.
about this.
Well, actually, no. I think Action News posted it thinking, this isn't that big a deal, and then all the
deadspin...
Well, I'm just saying I understand how Green Bay works, and
they're not
crossing the quarterback is not the way for rating success. It's a very silly little town. We've seen how San Antonio works, haven't we?
Very college.
When one of our colleagues may say something against San Antonio, everyone rallies to get them. Do you think taking on Aaron Rodgers would be a great idea for Action 2 News? I'm simply saying their naive nature, put it up there, no big deal. It makes Clay Matthews look good. And then Pro Football Talk and Deadspin start running with it.
Now,
and then Action 2 News puts a follow-up on where this lady says really nice things about Aaron Rodgers and that it's no big deal. That's what happened. I think either, I mean, it just shows what we're dealing with, Dan, and this is your TMZ Twitter universe, and for some reason you really enjoy TMZ and put down Twitter, but I won't call
you on
that.
I love them all.
I won't call you on that.
Now I love Twitter after the Sean Bass fight.
But name for me... Well, I mean, you've been around pro athletes, Dan. You're a very popular radio host.
Yes.
If
guilty as charged.
Pick any athlete you want. Pick the nicest pro athlete you've ever met.
Okay.
Got him in your head?
Sure. Red Rock.
Okay. How many autographs does he turn down a day at the height of his prime?
Yeah, a lot.
Now multiply that
by 8 million.
Now take
Aaron Rodgers.
Now take any athlete you want and have them walk by a cancer patient. Take the, take Michael Vick or take...
No, it was a setup. I'm saying this is a bad setup. The news, I think, is a win-win. They either get a heartfelt story or they get this. So they've won. They're Action 2 News. Their ratings are going through the roof. I'm watching them now.
Just do we need this? Do we need this in
but
the world?
Here's what I want to know. Do you feel like... How come is it the Deadspin viewer is always doing bits. And let me read one of the comments below, which from Peter says, in Roger's defense, he probably thought it was Brenda Warner proselytizing the non-believers to the ways of evangelical Christianity.
Oh, dear.
Wow. She's let her hair grow out.
Do they just need to do bits? Can't we just be serious?
Here's another one. Is that what you're doing?
Law Dog writes.
Oh, it's the Jim Rome bit. Good.
Aaron Rodgers.
Stop sending
people.
Me these sick emails. Here's another one. Dear Rome.
Hey, Bob, did you know that Brett Favre says Green Bay is going to win it all?
Is this a Deadspin bit?
No.
Maybe he'll come back.
Is Brett Favre a commenter on the story?
This is an email response to Ed Werder.
Oh,
he says, Aaron is the best quarterback and the receiving corps is the best ever, maybe. But defensive coordinator Dom Capers in the defense gets the MVP award at this stage. I think they will win it all. I hope they do, if you are wondering. So, hey, mark it down.
You know,
that's a setup, too.
And,
That's a setup where he's like, he's got the most talented receiving core in NFL history.
And I didn't. But he also says,
Percy Harvin, Randy Moss, and Sidney Rice.
He also says, there's no bitterness. I'm happy for them and very happy and content with my legacy.
Hold on.
He's not happy for Aaron Rodgers. Let me tell you something.
I want to know why. To me.
Although the Favre, the Packers-Jets Super Bowl would be somewhat interesting from a Favre story perspective.
Oh,
if you're wondering how to get more Favre in the pregame show, that would be the way.
But I seriously want to know if Deadspin just has to always do bits. Here's FIFA writes, to be fair to Aaron Rodgers, he saw her standing there without her hair and assumed it was Favre's sister after a meth binge.
Are you really going to read that?
Wow. No. I think it's horrible that they would write that.
Don't read that. Take that back.
I'm telling you that I didn't read it.
No, you did read it.
No, I'm telling you I don't think it should be read.
You're sick. Here's another one.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you what I just told the other announcer?
Sure.
Okay.
Jennifer.
I was born in Green Bay, and I followed the Packers all my life. And I read Deanna Favre's book. And Aaron Rodgers says in that book that he did not want to be bored just sitting on the bench for 4 years. So he diagrammed every play that Brett made.
What?
So when you see Rodgers play, you're really seeing Brett play because he's using all of Brett's plays. He diagrammed him for 4 years, and Brett knows this.
So
I agree, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Well, I want to also say that one of the announcers recognized it during a Packer game some time ago because he said, hey, that looks like a Brett Favre play.
You know what I have thought?
Well, buddy, it is.
Let me support you.
Touchdown play over
Let me
and
support
over again.
Jennifer for a moment. By the way, Jennifer, how old are you?
I'm 70.
All right. Let me
and
support this.
I started watching football when I was 40 because my dad didn't have a son.
Oh, I'm.
So I watched.
So he kind of dressed you, cut your hair short, and put jeans on you, and
made
you act like a boy.
No.
Oh.
He took me in
that
my
was when
little
you were
dress 40. And sat me on his shoulder so I could see who was playing. And he said, "Who's playing? Who's this? Who's that?"
I also never had a son.
I recognized the names of the players.
Yeah, I had two daughters, and I've never really loved them totally. Just so I know what you mean.
I love the game, and I still watch it. Then when my dad died, my husband and I watched it. Then when my husband died, then I still continued to watch it. And I support the Cowboys, too, because I live in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Jennifer.
Here's what I think. Don't you think when he hands off, it does look exactly like Favre?
Of course.
Yeah, I do.
Like,
are you being serious?
No. This is totally serious to support Jennifer's point. Like, when he does the real long...
I don't know what's serious anymore.
No, he does the real long, like Romo doesn't hand off like that. Brady doesn't. Nobody does. But he does that real long stick it in his gut thing, and it looks like he's imitating
Favre.
Sometimes
he does the fake pass like Favre.
Yeah,
he's
stealing from Favre.
And one of the announcers said he recognized it. He said it looks like...
I'm the announcer that's saying that now.
Pardon?
I'm now the announcer that's saying that.
Hey, Jennifer.
Do you?
We have something here for you.
What?
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, have you ever been to a Packers game?
Well, I'll tell you, I went to high school.
Just a yes or no.
High school in Green Bay, and we used to run through gym class as fast as we could, and then we'd stick our nose under the fence and watch the Packers practice.
Well, there you go.
That was when we were in school. Then afterwards, we went to all the Packer games. And then when they came, my husband and I moved to Dallas, then we went to the Cowboy and Packer games and the Cowboy games.
Right.
That's neat.
I want to blank your brains out.
All right. Groobs. Hey. Jennifer, thank you.
Go Pack, go.
Well, I'm not rooting for the Packers anymore.
Geez,
I wish the Cowboys were premiering, because I'd like to see that guy be successful on his own talents, not somebody else.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers just kind of stole everything
the
from
thief.
Favre.
That's right.
Okay.
Because of your personality, not your friends.
Right.
There you go. All right, Jennifer, have a nice day.
Well, thanks for talking to me, but I wanted somebody to know that guy's a thief.
Well, now the world does know.
Well, I hope somebody will make an announcement, say, you know, that looks like Brett Favre, and pass it on. I wish somebody would steal his diagram book and see how good he could do on his own.
Right.
All
right. Completely lost out there.
Well, see you later.
I'd be glad to do it.
All right,
Jennifer.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. What a sweet lady.